Thursday night or the Dalet Teves, Gimel Teves, whatever. It's Thursday night, beginning of Teves. And Shmaitza Shir, and we're really the Shmaitza, Shmaitza Beis, Perek Yudalid, and really almost the entire thing is going over Gemara and Ksubis that he's going to really, really elaborate on and talk about. And this is the union of Chazaka and other aspects of Chazaka. So we'll pick it up at a point. Let me say it Baal Peh, bring everybody up to snuff, that we're talking about the Mishnah in Ksubis that has a Shaila, this interaction between a woman that's a Pnuya and a man, and there's two Bavas of the Mishnah, and the second Bava is she had relations with a man, and because she's a Pnuya, you know, when a woman's married, you assume any Be'ilos that she had was with her husband. There's actually a Rove like that. I apologize. I just remembered that right before Ma'ariv, someone called me up that would only call me if it's an emergency. Chal, the whole day. So I was going to call them up right after Ma'ariv, and I forgot. Please forgive me. I really feel it's something. It's a very, very unusual. Very unusual.
Well,
no, the baby is premature, and there was, I don't think it's a secret. When they wrote the schus, yeah. I'm sorry, but really, there's Mishmar learning and there's refreshments, and then we have a Chabura. Maybe you want to say Chabura one week, someone else in the shul. It's over a year. Every Thursday night, a different person says a Dvar Torah, like for half. Hello? Your mother's home.
Oh, after the second one.
Yeah, you called right before, right when Meyer had started.
It was after the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, my son told me to expect him, so. Oh. Okay. Well, you could bring it any time between now and 10 p.m., but I'm leaving exactly at 10. Oh, the Shiloh. What?
This week is.
Yeah, so I'm giving sure. You know, he should walk into the shul, into the lobby. Try to get my attention, I guess. But he should call up this phone, and I'll go to the lobby. This phone, this telephone. I'm in the middle of shiur now. It's so unusual for you to call that I figured it's very important. It's okay. He should go to the lobby and call my phone, and I'll come get it. The whole thing will take 6 seconds. It'll take. Okay, but. Well, Tahara was an emergency. Yeah, Ishkayach. What happened? Where am I holding? I'm recording all this Larish guy. Okay. So we have the two Bavas. On the second Bava, we know the interaction was Bia, and we want to know what's shot in this fellow. And a very famous, I think it's a common phrase, I don't know if it's an Ivrit. A lot of Ivrit, I found that, has a lot of phrases from the Gemara that you wouldn't think, and they probably don't realize it's in the Gemara. Anyway, a common phrase that's common in my world is Mativa Shalubazeh. Mativa Shaluberzeh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, a guy walks into shul and you don't know he's a stranger. Yeah. So you say to someone, Mativa Shaluberzeh. So it's taken from this Mishnah. Like, who is this guy? Tell me something about him. What's going on? Or even about a sefer that came out, you might say to someone, Mativa Shaluberzeh. Like, I don't know if it crept into Ivrit. There are phrases in the Gemara that crept into Ivrit. I don't know if this
guy. Chabri Knesset say, they say, Mahawi Lucham, kind of something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it's, I mean, guys not even a Hebrew.
Yeah, they have no idea where it's from or what it means. There are. I see people in Ivrit, there's such phrases. Anyway, so here there's a Mativa Shaluberzeh, what's going on here? And we're dealing with Psul Kahuna. If she was nivel to apostle law, apostle law, the apostles are from Kahuna. We want to know if she can marry a Kayan. Might have been a guy. The Mishnah talks about it being a Nosin or a Mamzer. obviously, if it was a korol, if it was, you know, incest, obviously, it's all this chayv korol, so obviously it would make a posel from kohuna too. That one maybe not choishish for. Anyway, so you have the Mishnah has two bavas. In the first bava, the Mishnah describes her as being medaberes, and in the second bava, she's uberes, and therefore it was obviously a beer. Rabbi Gamliel says ne'amenes, and it's based on her definitiveness. She's saying bari and cheskas kashrus. And really, the Gemara and the Sugya toggles between Cheskas Kashrus and Bari, as we'll see. Like, what's the main point? Rabbi Shua says, and he repeats a phrase he uses in the previous Mishnahs, Lomi Pia Nuchayin, El Arezu Becheskas Bulul Anasin Ulamamzer, Ashutavi Rayal Idvarel. So the Gemara, trying to bring down the Gemara, where the Gemara what compares it to the din of a Shvuya. The Shvuya that was captured by Goyim and the Zaydim, she's no Pesha Osar, but she insists she wasn't Nival, so she's not Naaman. So Chachamim say that's true, but that's because there's Zaydim, and the Gemara ultimately says it means, it says here also there's Zaydim. There's Zaydim because she's pregnant. That's obviously the equivalent of an Eidus that she had Bia. So they answered, Rav Nachman Prutzim Barayos, that here we they're all Goyim, and we know they're Prutzim Barayos, so we have to assume that there was a beer. Now it gets a little.
That she was
Nishmis,
right?
She
was
abducted. That she was Nishmis. Okay. So at the end, the Gemara explains, at the end, the wording of the price is difficult, so the Gemara says that's good by Uberes, Rabbi Gamliel says, meaning if we know she was Nival, so I can accept your Tzushtel. And according to Rashi, he actually changed his mind, Rabbi Gamliel, that if you know there was a Bia, you have to be Cheshish, that it was Psulim, just like there we are Cheshish, that she was Nival. But Mata Shivain al Hamadaberes, and the Gemara therefore says that Medaberes means just Yichud, not we know there was a beer. So Amalahem Medaberes Hainu Shvuya, because Shvuya also we don't know she was Nival.
So he said that.
Amalahem Shaini Shvuya, the Rav Nachman Prutzim Barayos, so we as good as know as there was a beer. Amalahem, or not Mikiva, the Estat, there ain't Apotropos Larayos.
What is
it means where there's smoke, there's fire. You can never do as a bia on the. You have to be chayshish for bia on the circumstances, even if you didn't see the bia. And if you're
Marias, we don't
give an example and say names where you could ask, but the list is too long. Here's Bill Clinton, what it means. I don't have to say a Jew's name. Okay. Now the Gemara says, if you have it inside, we're up to the tape play. He's still quoting the Gemara. So at this point, we're going with Rashi's chat, really. That they sort of were. If you know there was Bia, then everybody's Maida. But if you don't know there was Bia, so the shaila is if it's comparable to Shvuya or not. Now the Gemara asks a question. The Tepeklay, you have it? Everybody have the place for Tepeklay? It's towards the beginning of the Perek. It's not too far in.
First paragraph on the page, five lines up from the bottom, last word on the line.
The Tepeklay, the Gemara asks on Rav Yeshua, Anachanami and Apotropos Larayas, but how can you compare the two things? The Hussam Roy Psulinetzla, there, whoever she would have had Bia with, would have made her apostle to Kahuna because they're all Goyim. V'hacha roiv sheirim etzla. Most people, we're talking about, let's say, an Irish Sheruba Yisrael. So she's a pnuya, remember. Most people having bia with her, if she's an Irish Sheruba Yisrael, most people's bia would not make her posel to kahuna. We paskin pono aboel apnuya is not a zona. So what's the comparison according to Yeshua? Anyway, there's a big chilek between the shvuya, which psulim, and here, which is ksherim. Mesayelei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says the Gemara, the Yeshua ben Levi, the divi amachshir, meaning Rabbi Gamliel, machshir afilu b'roi psulim. Again, we have the chazok, whenever he's machshir, in whichever case, you have the roi, you have the cheskes kashrus, and the say-so of the Isha, she's a Bari. So Rabbi Shua has this raya from Shvuya that we don't follow Cheskos Kashrus. The Dibri HaPoisel, Poisel HaFilu B'Roiv K'sherim. That's Rabbi Shua. We know for sure Rabbi Shua's reason is Milas Yuchsin. That's what Gemara says. Machmer because of Milas Yuchsin.
They both ignore the Rav. The Rav is not a factor according to either the Machshir or the Poisel.
Right, that's what he says. That's what Rabbi Shua Malevi says. The B'Toisel Shom, Heshiftanu ala Muberes. Rabbi Gamliel's statement, Heshiftanu ala Muberes. So that sounds like Rabbi Gamliel is moided to Yeshua by Muberes that we passel her to Kahuna. Yeah, but later on in the Perek, the Gemara brings down Tano Amiroyan that went with Rabbi Gamliel that she is the Amenis, even though she's Muberes. So Tosfos learns Heshiftanu ala Muberes doesn't mean that they were Maskim, that they were Chayzer, that they were Moider. Even if you know she was Nival, you have a supporting Chazaka in what we call, what the Gemara calls Isha Mizana by Dekasu Mizana. There's a certain psychology that a woman searches out or makes sure that she doesn't mess herself up by being Nival, so she searches out Ksherim L'Kahuna. People that would not pass in Kahuna. So that's called Isha Mizana, Bedekas Mizana.
Two things I was wondering about that. One is that we're already talking about a woman who's basically a Varyanit.
Yep.
So why all of a sudden we're like, you know, put it like Mending Mechala? That's one question.
Stop.
Okay.
It's not a good. That's exactly the Gemara's point. You don't have to accept it, but the Gemara says, I mean, I have a more practical question. How is she all of a sudden so knowledgeable?
What? Yeah, I wanted to know that too.
I had a different understanding of this, but it's the same as Kana, but because Hodekas Mizana means she's not just going to be Mizana with some stranger. She knows who she's being Mizana.
Well, maybe that's what it means.
Now she's coming and saying he's kosher, but she knows the guy.
She knows. Maybe that answers the same question.
Not she's careful to make sure he's kosher, but she knows he's kosher because she knows the guy.
It's a difficult because the Gemara talks about men, so obviously there's no Isha Mazana, Badekas Mazana, but Rabbi Gamliel's din holds true even by Nansa. So it's not like, is it the main reason? Nowadays, also it's a big problem, a huge problem. I've heard him talk about it at length, whether certain cases you can apply Rabbi Gamliel, because how do you know? And can you say nowadays Isha Mazana, Badekas Mazana? Unfortunately, doesn't seem to be true anymore. This is a question about, and this becomes a larger issue now of all the chazakas, it says in the Gemara. Does anybody, let's say, chazaka eredom parea toch zmano? We chazal say that there's a chazaka about human behavior. Do we have the halachic right to say that, Chveis, you can't go at least lakula based on that behavior? The behavior changed, but here it's making a problem. A lot of these dinim on Egea Mamzerus also. A woman that had a child out of wedlock, you don't know who the father is, it's called a shtuki. A shtuki. And Rabbi Shaul, how you carry a shtuki beduki? So you gotta come on to Rabbi Gamliel that it will allow her to say, the caution about it. Now, nowadays, again, I think back to the Besdin. There's a heck of a lot of Pruya Shinasabra. And it's a big problem with the child. People adopt the child. The child was born out of wedlock. And now it's 19 years later, and they want a letter from the Besdin that he's kosher. Bacall. And how do you know him? Who said he's kosher? Lovey Bacall. His mother was a Pruya Shazinsa. You have to track her down. And she has to come to the Besdin. And then sometimes you don't know who she is, right? You don't always open up the adoption papers. In the old days, adoption papers were sealed. In my years on the Besdin, that changed. But in my earlier years, the adoption papers were sealed. So you don't have anyone to say, Lakoshin about it. So that you start with Tainina, can you say for the kid, Lakosha? And this is already assuming the Machshabah, Machshabita, Cheskemani Labas. But you really don't have a Bedekah Sumazana nowadays. It's a very difficult thing, and as I said, it was
difficult. Is it a kahuna or a mamzer?
It's like gay mamzerus too. Shtuki. It's called a shtuki. A shtuki is a puzzle. Shtuki officially is not allowed to marry at the Klal Yisrael. It's one of the psulim. Now that would
that
be, it would be a disaster. Let's face life. Nowadays it would be a disaster. It would be a total disaster. So who saved the day? Abishol. Abishol Hayakari was Stuki Baduki. That Baduki that you can ask the mother and you can apply Rabbi Gamliel and the mother says the kosher Navalti and she's Nemun, just like she's Nemun here. The Gabi Psul Kahuna, which is the Verish Mishnah, so she's Nemun, the Gabi saying the kid can marry you. The Kwali is only not a mamzer. But as I say, you don't know the mother. I think I still have in my house somewhere the protocol of questioning a woman that's coming to Besdin and saying Lakoshin about it. Then you have another huge shilam, which the Shmaitzer will rather talk about. The Shmaitzer, does she have to say it in Besdin? Let's say she told her friend, the father and a child, she told someone, she told the rabbi. The father of the child is Yankel Shmerel Schwartz. Okay? So we're holding somewhere. We know it wasn't a guy. Sometimes you prefer it be a guy. That's another major issue.
It means his father was probably.
Sometimes the question of Alti means a guy.
I'm saying it could still be a guy. It could just be his father was a Jew. He has a Jewish name. The guy might not be Jewish.
Yeah, but what I was saying is another major Shiloh that it's just so many gray areas. If she'd say it's a Yid, she has no idea. She has no idea who it was. She doesn't know. She doesn't remember. It was back in college 20 years ago. The rabbi, you know. Leave me alone. What do you want for my life? Meanwhile, the kid's about Shuvah and he wants to go out on a date. And they want us to give a ksav that he's kosher and we will call. So the irony is that in so many cases, the kosher nevalti would mean a guy. Because if it's a guy, you don't have to worry about mamzerus. If it's a yid, you have to worry if the boil was a mamzer or a nosin, because that's the halacha chazal asin a shtuki lovei b'kol. You don't like it, you think it's a miyut, it's not likely, too bad. It's certainly one of psulim drabonim, it's a mamzer drabonim, shtuki, we saw that in the first paragraph, shmaitzim. Shtuki is a mamzer drabonim.
When it bila the goy is what?
Bila the goy, you don't have anything to worry about, the kid's not a mamzer.
So then what's the union of the shuya? Rope psulim.
Koya.
Koya.
But that's the least of the guy's source.
Right.
He doesn't care if he can marry a guy or not. He can anyway marry a Bas Koyan, he said. And if it's a girl, she can marry a Koyan. The problem is, she's a mamzer. Kids, the irony is that Lakosher Nevalti is a goy. So then it becomes the whole fight. The Melanders men, the Malinowitz, and the Bhakti Din, everybody weighs in, because if you need Isha Bedekas or Mazana, then it becomes a logical contradiction. Because you can't say she was Bedekas or Mazana to be nivel to a guy. It doesn't make sense. So the Yid, she doesn't know who it is. She doesn't know, some guy on the college campus. So you can't say Bedekas or Mazana. She says she wasn't Bedekas or Mazana. She doesn't know who it is. But then sometimes, many times she says it was a guy. Then the guy becomes the Lakashan of Alti, which is, it's weird, but it's more weird if you need Isha Mazana, Bedekas or Mazana to say Lakashan of Alti. I mean, these are all like...
We can't be so
much. I have like... What?
We can't be so really much that...
I don't have anything. With case histories. This, how often did this happen? I'm talking like it happened every day, every week. No. But it happened every 3 months. Every 3 months we get such a case.
Any kid born out of wedlock, even to...
That's what you learn. I've got a problem.
She knows who the... If she knows...
If she knows who the... Then it's another Shaila. Do you have to say in front of Besdin Lakashan of Alti? Or could you tell your local rabbi? Maybe you have to come to Besdin. Maybe to Dovah Shabbat. Maybe you have to be made in Besdin. It's called Aedus, we'll see the same, Aedus.
Why wouldn't a Samech HaMamzid, Safek Mamzid Rice is Mutter?
Moiridik. Chazal, that's the whole, Chazal Asa the Shtuki.
Midi Bonin, right.
Chazal Asa the Shtuki, that's it. Shtuki Viduki, we used to call
it. You can talk about it as our parents.
She marries him afterwards. They have a baby out of wedlock, and then they marry each other.
So what? This baby was born out of wedlock. How do you know who the father is?
So you don't know who the father is because...
So she has to say the caution of Alta. We don't care if she says it was her.
He can't testify that it's his baby.
No. So Dafka Nemonis to Chazal gave the woman. Chazal gave the mother. A father's only never to say this because a mom's in. Never heard of that then.
Get right to it.
But it's only Chazal gave the woman the Nemonis to say the caution of Alta. He doesn't know it's his kid. Now it starts with, so you have to say Lakashan of Alti if it's a guy. Can you say Lakashan of Alti if the Lakashan is a guy? So you have to say Lakashan of Alti in the business. So I have in my house, I could probably find, I mean, that's in the office somewhere. I have this, my files there. I look at them in 14 years. The protocol, like how the questions you have to ask them. Who was he? How do you know he was Jewish? Or they have a whole machlokes like near Rabbi Landers, but you have to know he was kosher or not. Could you just say he was Jewish? Then it started my last 3 years there. They had DNA testing. The DNA, and then the poskim, I told you, it can 100% establish who's not the father. 90% it establishes who is the father. That's only 90%. A lot of poskim will not rule a kid kosher on the basis of DNA testing. Even though LP science is 90% accurate. They will not. I don't know, we never took a position. I'm trying to wait. I'm reminiscing of my life. We never took a position. If I remember correctly, I don't think it ever happened that she came in with a DNA test.
You never asked me.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. The cases I remember were always when the kid was 19 going out, and the girl, or a girl on the other side wanted a letter from the bedroom that he's called to let him call. Like one big case we had where David Cohn gave a letter. Then they always want us to write his kosher.
Of course.
So I said, I'm not going to write his kosher. I don't know his kosher. So then I want to write his Becheskus kosher. Like, get out of here. I don't want to let out Becheskus kosher. That's terrible. It's called damning with faint praise. So we finally worked out a nusach. Okay, I'll be Diddy's with the love of the call. That doesn't do it either. So you're right. We worked out a new stuff. Like, who do you know? Zach Sob. It wasn't easy. We finally worked out a Nusa. Now it's on the computer. It was printed out. Finally worked out a Nusa. I don't remember that one. I remember this thing. I used to have fun.
Would the Rav have to be the Masada Kedusha? Or did that ever happen?
Usually the other side would come to us. Or they would come to us and say the other side wants a letter from a bastard. And like a lot of times, like, what do you want from us? We're just in Muncie. Like, go back to the rabbi that told you, and we dealt with Ohel a lot. I'm saying there were years when records were shut, locked shut, and they couldn't open them up. And then it became very liberal. We dealt with Ohel. So Ohel's placing for these matters, Ohel Children's Home. Ohel's placing for these matters was from David Cohen. Ohel's placing was from David Cohen. All of these things I'm telling you are like major league childless. Nechemi is very disappointed.
About the owner? Okay.
Yeah, he was coming for Shabbos for that.
Oh.
He just wrote me a long, long email. Let me
I'm
yell
so
at him.
I'm so impressed that you put a joke like that in the email.
Yeah, but some people thought it's very not funny.
That's what I heard.
I got six or seven emails. But how could I joke about such a thing? And I still don't know what they're talking about. Like, what? You can tell me it's not funny. Hello.
It seems is that the article is
right. Give me a lot of bullshit.
They have a home in Friday night, but the room is going to talk about their home.
So what do you want? I can't answer it now.
And it really on the bottom.
My uncle called. Jackie called.
Jack.
No, I'm just kidding. Jackie called me. He said he heard I was accused of telling a not funny joke.
Yes, he
said.
Goodbye.
There's no owning.
The women are welcome to come. Yeah, just enter from the back.
I'm in the middle of Schmeitz of Bays, Barry Gifton. I'm about to hang up on
you. Right, exactly.
I was great. I was cracking.
Yeah, very good.
If 67 people complained, it means 150 people were laughing like I was.
No. Ariel Sonnenberg taught me. Actually, my editor in Chadash magazine told me. If six people bother to write, every person stands for at least 10 people. It's a she, Shoshana Schwartz, on Aviva. So that every person that writes, it's 10 people, at least 10 people. Because most people don't bother.
Right.
It's not the same in a shul. Everyone's more comfortable.
Okay,
right.
Maybe. I just said, forget it. No, it's Basher. It's good now. Because I'll write and I know it's now. It's obviously going to go outside the shul. I'm going to write up something. I feel it's Basher. It'll be much more clear. Do you ever read my Gush Katif essay? So it's going to be like that, Bezos Hashem. So I think it's better. And I Jonathan Rosenblum writes me a long letter.
It makes me feel good. One of the magazines in the world put out a list of important women and included a female panda. And the biggest shrug that you can't joke about these things, but that's the world.
Yeah. Poor Rav, from why you're a partial chef. No, he once said, even a monkey could read a tzumo. Like, ooh, 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 ooh. Did he get it? Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
It took him like weeks to... I just met.
Nice to go.
Yeah.
This isn't your word
anymore. Okay. I'm telling you, it's Basher. It's Basher. It really is Basher. It's good I should write it. I have to write Jonathan. I'm friends with Jonathan, so I have to. He attacked me
for not taking a stand.
So that's a
for the old stuff.
No, so
now
or then? So I wrote him then. So now he's writing me. You see, I was right, and I'm writing back. Adarabba, this proves that I was right. You just have to. 1,000%.
Now everyone's coming out with letters.
This whole joke shows that I was right, that there was a bigger agenda. I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
He writes very well.
He writes beautifully.
I mean, you don't have to agree with everything he says, but he writes very well.
Where will the Rav's article appear?
I never meant to apply.
No, you didn't apply otherwise. I'm just saying, I personally enjoy reading it.
Where will the Rav's article
appear? I don't know if it's going to be an article. See, I'm going to write up something. I have to sit down and write it. It's like a shiur. By me, it's a shiur. It's a shiur in Hashkofa. So I have to treat it like a shiur. It has to have a beginning and a middle and an end. Okay. But I like the title of the whole name. I'll keep the title. Okay.
And the Rav doesn't want to have a nominal neck because
because according to the Seder Voneg, we're up to the off week. Because last week there was an Oneg.
Oh, that's
called an Oneg.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabosai, these are Shilas that came up. These are real Shilas with real people. And the funny thing is, you would think, like such major issues, and there are so many gray areas. I just batted out like three or four gray areas that are major, major gray areas. In the Yerushalayim, there's a special bezin, Rav Levine, for Birur of Yuchsin. They put out people. But they did in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut, it's very good. They put out, I don't know what it's called by the Goyim, they put out, you could buy volumes and volumes of the cases. No, the cases.
Oh, yeah.
You could take it's
precedent.
Piskei Din Rabbanim. They must be up to Krach 30. You read the case, you read the Tainus, and the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael write. It's not like America. America's a joke. You could flip a coin, no one will ever know the difference. The Dayanim do not write their reasons. Here, you have to present a whole piece of Torah. You have to present the piece of Torah, how you reach your conclusion. And they do what's totally, totally usur. But again, the Medina forces them to do it. I'm not sure what the heter is. But they write the Das HaRov and the Das HaMiut. And each one's written out, which is usur. I think it's one of the accommodations they felt that they had to make, not they felt they had to make it, they felt it's allowed under the circumstances. I don't know what the heter is exactly, but I'm sure, I know that there was an insistence to have a Besdin system that's officially recognized, even though now it's 60 years later, they don't recognize it anymore. They barely recognize what a Besdin does. But when it was more chashuv, so they made a few conditions. There has to be an appeal system, which is not Alpidin. Alpidin is no such thing as an appeal. You appeal back to the Bezdin that Paskin did the first time. There's no appeal to a higher court. No such thing.
It is
Usur. You say now it's Usur because you Makabal this Bezdin and they Paskin. It's over. You come with a Kajman. If the Bali didn't know that there's such a system, so they're already empowering that system to. Okay, as the old Aruch HaShulchan with the woman that doesn't cover her hair, now that they don't cover their hair, so it's mutter. Just say kriyas ma. The poor Aruch HaShulchan, probably like cursing the day he ever said that. Because all the heterim and things start with Aruch HaShulchan, when all, he didn't say anything to do with covering your hair. All he said was, in a place where they don't, so it doesn't have a din of an erevah, and you can say kriyashma. It's not an objective erevah like other parts of a woman's body. Anyway, so
she's mazana bedekes. Mazana. That's how we get into this.
Anyway, these shilos came up. Amazing. Oh, so you have this bezdin. So you could go to a store. Really, you could. It's so geschmack to learn, because every psak din, you say, because we think of hashgachas, But you look at the Piskei Din Rabbanim. It's on the Bar Ilan actually. They have most of them on the Bar Ilan. You read case law, and you read a real life case, and you read the Tainus, and you read what the Das HaRov was, and it's always a Stikel Torah. It's like the Ktsois, and the Nesivis, and who's the Muchzok, and it's a Machlokes, and we went with the Shittas Rabbeinu Hananel, and like heavy duty Stikel Torah that's mamish paskening and din. And then you read the Das HaMiut. So I have it. I mean, now I have it on the Bar Ilan. Yerushalayim is I think at least a third of them is Rav Zolti and Rav Eliashiv. Rav Zolti was the Reish. Rav Eliashiv was on the Rabbanut all the years of his, all the years till he retired. He quit by the Mamzerim. He quit by Rav Gorin with the Mamzerim. He quit. I don't know, maybe. Quit, and why does he get his pension? Maybe they fired him. Anyway, but so here, a lot of cases. I mean, you can look up case law and see how they dealt with all these in Europe. You have to say, the Kosher Levalti and the Bezdin, and what about this, and what about that? There's all sorts of cases there. Chayshim Mishpat Ebenezer, with Balei Dinim, fighting. It's a very lemaisa dika work. You see halacha in action, and you see the tightness of the toanim. It's like thrilling to read, and it's like real live Torah. It's not Torah is always live, but this is like really, really live. And they're talking about a real case. They're talking about books of the Murakama and the Tzoyes and the Shmaitzer and the Nesivis. And you read how it all interacts and produces a psak din in this particular case. Really, it's very schmack. Anyway, there's a special Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, a special Rabbi Levine's Beis Din, it's called, that has that particularly. It's also a Rabbanut recognized Beis Din, and that's a Lebirur Yuchsin. And they also put out volumes and volumes of their case law. And if you want to, now I don't think Rabbi Levine's is on the Bar Ilan, but if you look up the index, and you just look up Stuki, or you look up Lakoshin of Alta, and then boom, you can have like 30, 40 cases right in front of you to study and to see how they dealt with it. And they go through the sugya. It's not like in America. It's like that. They write up you have to write up the whole reasoning. You have to write up your reasoning like a judge. You don't just give out a psak and you're not allowed to. I don't know. The judge always says his reasoning. There's always a different tire by a verdict of a court. It's supposed to be. I don't know. Maybe not in small claims court. I don't know.
So if a Beis Din has the same case, can they basically be sumich on the lamdas they did before each time the Beis Din has to really go through it?
Well, that's the first mission in Pirkei Avos. But I can't answer you. Like I never had. I can't answer you. I don't have enough experience to answer you. I never had the same case. Sometimes, it's never exactly the same case anyway. I dealt with Evan Ezra the first 10 years. It's really only the last 5 years. I was on a Bezdin 14 years, 15 years. And then now I continue, but not really. But it was always Evan Ezra. Then the last 5 years was Chayshim Mishpat also. Now it's like... Anyways, I'm reading these things. It's like, it's very, very real. Imagine, every out of wedlock child starts off with 2.5 strikes. It's also with the Rabbon and Stuki. And you need the mother to say Lakosha Navalti. And then, again, what about if the Lakosha is a guy? Because that's the Lakosha Lagabi Mamzerus. Even if you'll accept, he won't marry a Koyan. If it's a boy, it doesn't matter. If it's a girl, it matters. So don't marry a Koyan. And then you have to go to Bezda. All major league shilas. Okay, I got carried away. We have to stop here. I got carried away reminiscing. Listen, nice to go back to America. When I moved there, I said, no more Besdin.